95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Kevin, the United States government is perfect. We don't need to ask any questions about it. We should just obey.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Here, take a look at my arm. I had a booster shot today.
You got a booster shot
and
today.
It's finally working. I believe everything the government says.
Oh, because it puts a chip in.
Oh, yeah, I understand now. This is my fourth booster, and what do you know? Lo and behold.
The fourth one took.
Yeah. Excellent. Love the government.
So the government runs you now.
Yes.
Well, that's going to be very different.
And my birds. Yeah, we're getting on a plane in like a couple of weeks, and I thought, well, I probably better get that last booster shot. Let me see.
Do you usually have any results from it?
I get pretty sick. I'm already feeling a little funky. I think I need to go home and smoke some marijuana.
Why wouldn't you do it on a Friday then?
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Oh, I see. I get it.
Dude, you got it. That was good.
All right, so tomorrow you're gone.
Let's pretend that sometimes it takes a couple days for it to kick in. And that was my intention.
Yeah, you thought it was going to kick in Saturday.
Let's pretend. Let's pretend they weren't able to get up an appointment until today.
Yeah, I'll see you Monday.
Okay, cool.
On Gimme 5 today, we have songs with songs in the title.
Songs with songs in the songs in the title.
Yes.
That's confusing.
That's happening on Gimme 5.
Yep.
Pay it forward. We have a very controversial view on, I don't know if you ever had seen this before, but somebody pays for the food and the person in the car's behind them.
Oh, yeah. I love doing that. I love that happens.
And then the car behind them pays for the car behind them, and it keeps going and going.
Very cool.
Until you run into a
jerk.
Quote, hot girl.
Yeah.
As she calls herself.
Oh, okay. All right.
And we're going to talk about that.
All right.
Coming up, we're going to talk about Donald Trump being able to make things top secret or untop secret just by thinking about it.
You don't have to just do it. Just think it.
Just think it, yeah.
That'll do her.
People are dumb.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And in a second, a 70-year-old's having a baby.
And you know what? We got
She's 70.
What?
He's 75.
That's not good.
We do have Roger Waters, yes.
Yes, and I'm thinking that patented scream of his is what's going to get you in. You hear it, you'd be caller 13. You'd be going September 28th to Crypto.com Arena with sweet tickets, KLOS sweet tickets.
And when are we going to play that scream?
Sometime between now and 4.
Between now and 4. And then we also have Universal Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, that's right. We got a lot of stuff.
Coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Hey, I'm going to hold you. I'm going to show you these pictures. Look at Ozzy. Go ahead and scroll.
That is Ozzy in a phone booth.
Yeah, he just posted those today. Patient number 9, the latest thing from Ozzy there. And he's...
these are great pictures.
Right? Aren't they good?
Yeah.
He just...
What are they from?
He just tweeted them this morning.
Those are pretty great.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. He's basically attacking a British phone booth.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Phone for you. It's funny to see a phone booth.
Go find that. Yeah, exactly. Those pictures.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Couple in their 70s have first baby after 54 years of marriage.
I'm sorry, did you say 70s?
In their
70s.
After 54 years of marriage.
Wow. So what year did they start?
1968 they started.
I actually remember that year.
1968.
That was a long-ass time ago. I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
By the way, Sluggo, and we'll get into this another time. Sluggo thinks that he has memories from...
I do. I have amazing memories.
From his cradle.
To the grave.
So we're going to have to talk about that at a different time.
Yeah, no, let's go into that.
I'm working with a nut job.
That's a fact. That's true. I won't deny that.
This couple, 75-year-old and a 70-year-old wife.
Unbelievable. How did she carry 9 months at 70?
Have long been trying to have a baby, but their dream never came true. For years, they visited countless hospitals and clinics, undergoing all kinds of different ways, fertility treatments and stuff.
And they were telling them, you know what? You don't want the 3 a.m. waking up business. You don't want to be doing the feeding at 3 in the morning.
They were still trying when she was 70.
No. Or just having fun? No, they were trying.
No, they were trying.
They were really going
with
out
for IVF. They went,
oh, my God.
Yes, with infertile in vitrization or whatever that's called. And she had a healthy baby.
Oh, that's nice. Well, good. So they wanted it.
Yes.
They're 1,000 years old.
They're 70 and 75.
When he's 21, he's going to be 96. That's insane.
Yeah, when the kid is 16, he's going to be going, Dad, can I borrow the car?
What? What's your car?
I have a
Who are you?
I have a Model T in the garage. Hasn't been cranked up in 24 years.
Holy cow.
Can you imagine having parents that old?
No. My parents were old, but not like that.
But they would have you could be on social media all the time.
Exactly.
And there's nothing that they would there's nothing that they would understand about your world.
You bring me my pills. That's about all.
For the 10 years that they're alive before they pass away. And thank God, because India needs more people. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Time for People Are Dumb.
Oh, man, people are dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb-dumb. Uh-huh. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I just want to explain so people know. When Sluggo repeats, oh, man, people are dumb, it's because he's reaching for the button that he forgot.
What button? What?
He forgot that he was supposed to push.
No, no, I want
to
sing That's along. That's what happens. No.
I know, of course you want to sing along. I'm just a little behind the scenes.
Yes, exactly.
Man admits robbing the same 7-Eleven 3 times in 4 days.
Dude! Why? They got your picture. They probably...
In New Jersey, a 38-year-old man named Idris Allen admitted in state superior court that he robbed the same 7-Eleven 3 times in 4 days.
Has he not seen Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? They get wise to this kind of thing when you hit him more than once.
I'm going to suggest he hasn't seen it. I'm going to suggest that's probably solid.
Probably true, yeah.
His trial had been scheduled to begin Monday before a judge in Newark, but mm-hmm. Allen instead pled guilty on Friday to first-degree armed robbery. Okay. Now, mm-hmm. this is the funny part.
Yeah.
Authorities say Allen entered the store in the 700 block of Broad Street on December 8th, 10th, and 11th.
Come on, man.
Each time he had a knife, and all he stole was...
Cigarettes.
Candy.
Candy?
That's all he stole.
Idiot, why?
I don't know.
When he goes in with a knife?
Give me his candy.
Which what? Abba Zabba?
Give me some lifesavers, and I need some Reese's Pieces stick, too.
I'm going to try Milky Way today. I'll be back. I'll be back tomorrow.
I'll let you know if I like the Milky Way. So that's the 8th.
You know, there's a couple 7-Elevens in the world.
And then on the 10th, uh-huh. he returned with a knife and only got candy.
Oh, my God.
And then on the 11th...
Hold on, is he 5?
He's 38.
Oh, dude.
Then on the 11th, he returned with a knife and there was a police car waiting.
Oh, that's him, officer. There you come.
And the manager who was there on the 8th the first time uh-huh. came out and pointed at the guy who was right across the street who was trying to ditch his clothes. He was trying to take off his clothes.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So he could run. I don't know.
No, well, you say people are dumb.
But he still had the knife.
He still kept the knife.
Uh-huh.
Sure. And he probably had candy stains all over his face.
I can't imagine he wouldn't.
Oh, my God, dude.
3 days out of 4 for only candy.
From 7-Eleven.
Wow.
There's plenty of 7-Elevens.
And plenty of other stores that sell candy.
I hate him. I actually hate him because he's so stupid.
I love him because he's dumb. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
So there was an interview this morning that caught some people's ears.
Oh, no. Who?
Who do you think?
Oh, no. Not the dork.
Yep.
Not the dweeb.
The orange one.
The liar.
Let's listen to the orange one talk to Sean Hannity about what the orange one thinks happens in the orange one's mind.
Because I think this is the next logical question. Because the president of the United States, you, unlike, say, Hillary Clinton in her case,
right.
a president has the power to declassify.
Correct.
Okay. You had said on Truth Social a number of times you did declassify.
I did declassify, yes.
Okay. Is there a process? What was your process to declassify?
It doesn't have to be a process, as I understand it. You know, there's different people say different right. things, but as I understand it, there doesn't have to be. If you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it, because you're sending it to Mar-a-Lago or to wherever you're sending it. And there doesn't have to be a process. There can be a process, but there doesn't have to be.
There is nothing in the United States that doesn't require a massive amount of process, no matter
especially
who
the
you
government.
Are. But this part...
Because you're sending...
I mean, when you're thinking it, that makes no sense.
If you're the president of the United States, you can declassify just by saying it's declassified, even by thinking about it.
Even by thinking about it?
Is the best thing I've ever heard.
What?
And it's time to talk. To 45.
You got him on the phone?
Yes. Mr. Trump.
Hello.
How are you today?
Oh, my God.
I'm great. I want you to know I didn't even call the phone. I didn't even dial it. I just thought about it. There's not a process. There's no process for me to pick up my phone and talk to you. I just thought about it.
That process does exist, though. There is a process to dial a phone.
Some people say there's a process. Okay. I don't say that. All I don't right. say process.
Okay.
I say think. Do happen.
Gotcha. Why don't you just think yourself back into the White House?
Man, woman, lamp, chair, camera.
You can't just say things you're looking at. That's from a movie. You can't do
all
that.
All I have to do is think, and automatically it's declassified. This phone call, by the way, is declassified.
It was never classified. We're on a radio station.
I want you to know I'm declassifying it, so you don't have anything to worry about.
Okay, good.
Ooh, I was concerned.
you know while you say that, that's a lie, right?
No, it's not a lie, okay? Because the president, I could do anything I want.
You can't, though. I mean, there are a lot of laws.
No process.
What if the guy...
The FBI, what was the FBI looking for when they raided, with so many men, raided Mar-a-Lago?
All of your top secret documents.
Hillary's emails, were they looking for those? Because they know they're out there, but they don't know where. Were they looking for the 11 herbs and spices from KFC? Did they want to know that secret?
I bet you did have those.
I'd love to have those. Those are delicious. Well, I've made Colonel Sanders. He's a colonel now in the Space Force. Okay. So we're very close, the two of us.
Since as president, you can do whatever you want, and there's no rules, you're saying, what if the dude who's in now just started doing whatever the hell he wanted? You'd have to be able to say... Or the next person, if you're saying he wasn't elected properly. They can do whatever they want. If they want to come burn down Mar-a-Lago, they can.
Well, no, they can't, because there's a process for that. You have to light a match.
I'm sorry, what?
You have to light a match. You have to pour kerosene. There's a process for burning things.
I thought a president could do it just by thinking it.
Now, the process is different for one president to the other.
Oh,
it's a different process.
Gotcha.
My mind works in a very special way. Very special mind.
That's true.
A lot of people are saying I have the best mind.
I don't think anyone.
No one has ever said
that.
Like
the people right there in the room with you, because they're going to get something from you. Those people will
I've
say.
Been thinking about it, and okay. So it happens. That's what happens.
Okay.
I've been thinking about having sex with my son's girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle. And it happened. And by the way, she says I was the best, okay? She says the best she ever had. Better than greasy Gavin Newsom. Better than that kid, whatever the kid's name she's with now, that guy.
Your kid?
Is he?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah.
All right, here's the thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
A thing that happens is you're going through a drive-thru.
Yeah.
And somebody pays for the person behind them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in this case, it's at a Starbucks.
Right.
So they pay for the person behind them. And then that person pulls up, and the person that's at the Starbucks says, the person before you paid for you.
Yeah, which is really nice.
Do you want to continue it?
Yeah.
And they pay for the person behind them and pay for the person behind them.
Yep.
And that chain can continue. One story we did on Great News, it continued for two straight days.
Wow, are you serious?
At a Dairy Queen.
Wow.
Yes.
That's very cool. That's
and
really
it's
weird.
It's really like, it's encouraging.
Yeah, it is. It's
not
people being nice to people randomly, which is just...
Yeah. Oh, one person starts it.
Yeah.
But it can spread to every single person that's doing it.
Yeah.
Now, there's a girl on TikTok, and she does refer to herself as a hot girl. Yes. Okay.
You know what? She's not too wrong.
She's not wrong.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Okay, she's not wrong.
No.
But what she has to say is, I think crazy.
Okay.
But if you agree with her, we need you to call at 818-955. KLOS. So she's at Starbucks.
Right.
And she starts describing what happened.
And she's in line at Starbucks, the drive-thru.
Yes.
Okay.
The Starbucks drive-thru to get my little drink and sandwich, as a hot girl does. And I go to the barista to pay, and he goes, you don't have to pay me today. And I'm like, Tim, stop freaking messing with me. You always mess with me like this. He's like, you don't have to pay me. The person in front of you paid for your drink and food as a nice gesture. And I was like, this is an epic day. Today's my best day ever. People are so kind. Wow. And then he drops this bomb. He says, yeah, so for every five people in front of you, they return the gesture back. So you're telling me that these people were shamed and caught into this Congo line of morality that they had to give the gesture back? I'm not that girl. I deserve to have a good day. I deserve this free sandwich, dude. You're not taking this away from me. That defeats the whole point of someone doing something nice for me. I am the one that was helped, and I am not helping anyone else, okay?
I will say this. I did know when this first started several years ago, people started doing that. That was kind of the point. I'm just going to go ahead and pay for the person behind me.
Right.
They didn't ask, do you want to do that?
Right, but that, but...
Yeah.
The only thing I'll say about that is that that is what keeps it going.
Yes.
And I think the fact that it keeps going is important.
And you were going to pay today anyway, so why not? And maybe you get to someone who just really, you know, is able to whatever. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but I hate to say it, but I kind of get where she's coming from. I don't agree with her.
You do get the I'm being guilted into doing something that I don't want to necessarily have
to
do.
Well, I wouldn't be guilted into anything myself. But she feels guilted into,
and she's saying no.
Yeah. Then she should just get that free sandwich, how it started.
I mean, that's how it started.
Yes. And now then people started paying for everybody else, too, and then down the line. I don't know. So you think it's just absolute BS that she wouldn't go ahead and pay for the next people?
She said, this is an epic day for me.
Right.
People are nice.
Which is not.
To which I say,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you want the person behind you to feel that way?
Thank you.
And the person behind them to feel that way.
Right. Although, on the other hand, they're not really getting anything for free then. I mean, that was kind of the original.
No,
it isn't getting something for free. Whoa. See, I would say if you're in a good mood anyway.
It's not guaranteed for free, but if you were going to spend that money anyway, if you could make the person behind you feel like this is a great day, why wouldn't you do that?
Right. Well, because you're not really getting much out of it that way.
You're helping. You're passing it along.
Why? If you are paying what you would have paid for yourself, then you're not getting anything for free.
If you agree with Sluggo's Blackheart, call now. 818-955. KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about a girl. We're talking about this whole thing of pay it forward.
So you go to a drive-thru and they tell you you don't have to pay because the person in front of you paid, which was how it used to be. It stopped there. Right. You're like, oh, that's cool.
Right. But then the person that's working there says, hey, the person behind you, do you want to continue it?
I'd be like, no.
Which I think is nice.
It is.
Until this girl on TikTok explains what her reaction.
The person in front of you paid for your drink and food as a nice gesture. And I was like, this is an epic day.
Today's my best day ever.
Yeah. People are so kind. Wow. And then he drops this bomb. He says, yeah, so for every 5 people in front of you, they return the gesture back. So you're telling me that these people were shamed and caught into this Congo line of morality that they had to give the gesture back?
She's like, no.
She's so not this girl. She's so mad.
Not this hot girl, she calls herself. I call myself a hot girl a lot. It doesn't make any sense, but I do.
Thoughts?
Okay, so, I got this thing, too. I was at McDonald's, and I only had, $7. So I was like, oh, I can get my chicken nuggets and all that stuff.
Right.
And so I pulled up to the first window. They're like, hey, you don't have to pay. The person in front of you paid for your meal. I'm like, oh, that's actually kind of cool. This has never happened to me before. It's like, yeah, if you'd like, you could pay for the person behind you. And I'm like, how much is it? And it was like $20. And I know it's like not a lot, but I only had like $7 on me.
Right.
So I had to like pull out my card.
No. I would say no. I would say you pay, if you have $7 and you were going to spend the $7, you pay $7 for the person behind you.
Or just take the win.
I felt kind of guilty. I asked the dude, the director, like, if it were you, would you pay? And he was like, yeah, like with a smiling face. But
I don't think I would have.
He's like, not a chance in hell.
I don't think you have to. And by the way, if you don't have any money, then I think it's okay. You take the win and you feel, and sometime in the future you do it for someone else.
I think that's how it was. And I think that was a better system. You just maybe did it that way. And someone paid for you randomly.
Sluggo hates pay it forward. Yeah. All right. Thank you for calling.
Hello, KLOS.
So, you know, guys, that kind of falls like if you're at the bar and, hey, let me buy you a beer, and then all of a sudden, are you obligated now to buy the guy a beer? And it's kind of like a rotation. So,
but hold on. It's not like buying the guy a beer back.
Yeah, it is because you.
It is.
Yeah,
it
seems like not really. It's different because it's different.
You're buying them a beer the next round.
No, it would It would be like if somebody bought you a beer and then you decided to buy a beer for somebody that didn't know it was coming.
A stranger.
Yeah, a stranger.
But then they're obligated to buy, and this
there's
daisy
not
chain.
Obligation.
Well, it's kind of daisy chain is the new thing.
I don't feel like it's obligation. I feel like it's, hey, that really made me feel good. I'm going to do that for someone else. Why wouldn't you want that to spread? Especially these days.
Because you're not getting anything free out of the deal.
It's not free. I mean,
I'm not saying it's free.
Right.
I'm saying you're making somebody feel great.
But what if the person behind him ordered $100 worth of Starbucks?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about that, too. The next order is about $350, sir. I'll need your credit card.
No, I think what you do is you pay what you were going to pay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
For the car behind you.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
All right, I'll go to the Dodger game. I'll buy someone a beer.
Hey, have a great one.
There you go.
Have a great one.
I'll be sitting next to you, sir. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Somebody buys something for you, you do it in return for... Let me say that again. Okay. So, pay it forward, you keep continuing that. Is that good or bad? Nope, that wasn't right. If somebody in Starbucks pays for you, should you pay for somebody behind you?
Pour some free coffee on me.
I'm not that girl. I deserve to have a good day. I deserve this free sandwich, dude. Okay. You're not taking this away from me.
So the question
is... She's not going to pay forward. Pay it forward.
The question is, if somebody in front of you pays for your coffee at Starbucks, do you pay for the car behind you to keep it going?
Right.
To pay it forward.
Right.
And what's your answer?
My wife kind of busted my ass because I did accept the
free
meal.
Uh-huh.
Yep. But I also, you know, I see it as a blessing and being able to just, you know, receive a blessing.
Right.
But I also... do that for the person behind me, and I don't expect it to continue.
But let me ask you a question. So you receive that kindness, and then at some point in the future, do you do that kindness for someone else?
No, absolutely.
Never.
Okay. That's why his wife is mad at him.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, yeah. You mean.
Oh, you would.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
I thought you said no, absolutely.
Yeah, I did too. So I was, like, not a chance of no.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, we still talking about the pay it forward thing?
Yes, we are. Pay it forward, yeah.
Madness.
It's madness. Why?
It's madness.
Why?
Because, like, it's just basically paying for the same thing that you were going to, but it's just continuing. And in the end, it's going to have to stop.
Yes. Yes, but let me ask you a question. If it didn't happen, 15 people would go through and pay for their Starbucks, and they would leave, and everything would be normal. In this particular case, if that happens, 15 people are thrilled. Like, that was crazy. That's never happened to me before. 15 people drive away from that Starbucks much happier people than they were.
Oh, definitely. And I'm all for the paying it forward. But at that point, I'm just like, this is going to go on forever until you get to that one selfish person who's like, nope.
That's right. Is that going to be you, though?
No. Just pay it forward, but just buy the barista something.
Ah, there you go. I like that, too.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I got
right on, man. All right.
I'm not positive what you're saying, but thank you for calling.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, I was going to say the same thing. Like, what happens if you're ordering one coffee and the guy behind you is ordering for the whole office?
All right, listen.
You going to pay for all that?
Yes.
No,
you're obligated.
No, stop
You have
it.
No choice.
Stop it, Slagle. Let's just make it a deal that you pay whatever you were going to pay for. If you were going to pay $5, then pay $5 for the guy behind you, regardless of what he eats. I just think it's good. I just think in these days, it's good to spread that kind of happiness because everybody is wound too tight.
Yeah, I think anything you can do, I will agree.
That's not what you're saying, Sluggo.
Well,
you've not said that at
you
all.
You brought me around. Ah, I've had a pin thrown at me. Help! Help!
Unless it's a Monday, and then I'm taking my free Starbucks. And I'm
la 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 la.
Give me five.
La 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 la.
Give me five.
Give me five.
Oh. Pretty. How do you do that?
Were you saying what we did was pretty?
No, you.
Oh, okay.
You're singing right now. That's you singing. This is a weird topic. Songs with the word song in the title.
Five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme. The theme is songs with song in the title.
I don't want to say it's getting a little lazy when you're writing a song and you're just like, call it, I don't know, song. It's like I had a relative who called his dog, Dog. That was his dog's
name.
Yeah,
it's lazy.
Dog, yeah. So what are they? You got any? Give us a call, 818-955-KLOS for songs.
It's Gimme 5, KLOS. Hello.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, thank you.
What is the topic?
Hell if I know. I wasn't listening.
Oh, your Fab Five whatever song for the day?
Yeah, what is it? I don't remember.
Gimme Five is songs with song in the title.
Oh, yeah, songs with the word song in the title.
Our local band here in Poway, California, down off the mountain, Blink 182, Adam's Song.
Oh, Adam's Song.
Oh, that's pretty
good.
That's
a gooder. That's a gooder.
That's a great one. Thank you.
So, Sluggo got a booster shot. Did
yes.
it help him?
I'm much smarter than I was.
And he won't be there tomorrow, so hey,
Correct.
Kevin, it's all you tomorrow. We'll have another show tomorrow. Woo-hoo! Happy Friday for Sluggo
yeah!
today.
Take it easy.
I should remember playing that on a jukebox at one point in time a million years ago. Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are doing Gimme Five, which is five songs in a row with a theme. And today's theme is songs with song in the title. The word song.
They were writing a song and they're like, how about a song that is called song?
How about putting the song in the song? KLOS, hello.
Howdy, boys.
Hey.
Howdy.
I got a good one
for you.
All righty.
The song remains the same.
Oh.
There you go.
Zeppelin, comma, lead.
That's right.
Perfect, comma, exclamation point. I don't know what that means.
Who art thou?
Kim from?
From?
Where?
Kim
and Chino Hills suggested that one from Zeppelin. The song remains the same. It is Gimme Five, five songs with the word song in the title.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
I was just going to say the song that she just said, Song to Remain the Same, the same by Led Zeppelin. I'm so upset.
Well, damn it. How dare she steal your thunder?
You're welcome. We played it for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
I really, really love that song. I'm like, she took it.
Kim and Chino Hills who?
Yeah, Chino Hills who? No, it's Roxanne from Ukaipa wants the same song. You can play it twice, right?
Yeah, or maybe another one from Zeppelin with a song in the title, like Immigrant Song. Would you approve?
Yeah, Immigrant Song. That would be awesome. You guys are so great. I love you guys.
That is five songs in a row with the theme of song in the title.
Song in the song.
Right. It's Gimme Five on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach and sister.
With Stu, who has joined us in studio.
What's up, dude? Woo!
Stu just rode his bicycle from San Francisco to Los Angeles to raise money for the Arthritis Foundation.
Bicycle.
I did it.
Now, question.
Yeah.
How do we know you actually did it?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
I didn't see you.
Yeah.
There was no GPS satellite thing we could track you on?
Yes. I logged my Strava. It's all on Strava if you want to go there.
You know what Strava is?
Well, the bicyclists know what it is.
No, man.
I even posted all that stuff. I haven't posted the final stuff on Facebook yet.
Some of those pictures of you look like you're standing in front of a bus stop.
They look staged.
Yeah.
Staged.
Yeah, right here in Burbank.
I photoshopped myself. Sure, I did. You want to see my ass right now?
No.
Prove it to you?
Stop it, no!
Would that prove it?
How was the old ass?
Yeah, you must be sore.
It was brutal. Yeah. I mean, it's...
Do you get, like, a bigger seat?
No.
Anything? Why?
No, the smaller the seat seems to be the better way.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, take the seat off completely.
At some point, they're just going to take the seat off, and I don't know.
Why do you
know? I don't know. You know, I was fine the first six days.
You were fine the first 5 or 6 days.
Yeah, but man, really? I did start catching. You know,
How many days total?
8 days total.
Wow.
565, I think, miles is what I calculated, and I forget how many thousands of feet, but man... I pushed myself with a crew of guys that we went we went off route and we're like
you went off route.
Yeah, you know
what are you talking about?
It was just going to be like 60 miles this one day, and he's like, "That's not enough."
I'm just
like, okay, so we went. Yeah, we pedaled from Pismo, and we pedaled 80 miles and 3,000 feet to get to the base of Mount Figueroa, which then we climbed 5,000 feet up that crazy thing.
What?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a glutton for punishment.
Pismo is beautiful. You're there at the beach. Why would you go in?
I know. Why would you leave?
Yeah.
Well, we pedaled to get there, too. From lots of beautiful places. Yeah.
We're saying you pedal to get to Pismo. Once you're at Pismo, you stay. Stop.
Well, you could say that about every stop I made.
That's true.
Santa Cruz, Monterey, Big Bear. Wow. I'm sorry, Big Sur.
Now, do you really get to look at the scenery while you're out there sweating your ass
off? Totally, yeah, man. That's the point.
In great pain.
You don't have to watch the road and watch the traffic.
Well, you're watching the road, sure. Yeah. But when you're driving, do you see the scenery?
Ish.
Not really.
Yeah. No, okay. Well, when you're paying attention.
You have your
Wow, I see what's happening.
Man, that's the great thing on a bicycle. You can like look up, you look down, you look up. If you want to, just stop pedaling for a second, pull over, look down the cliff, don't fall down there. You know, you can do that. You take pictures. It's awesome. Yeah. It's so much fun. You're going to do it with me next year.
I'm not.
If anybody in this room could, I would think maybe.
Thank you, Sluggo. No.
Yeah.
I will not do that. No. I will drive behind you. I will be your support
team. Yeah, we do have that.
And I'll have shots of beer.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever you need.
Yeah. Check yourself
shots
out.
Of alcohol.
Well, sure. Not while you're driving my car, but
whatever
sure.
Whatever you need.
So how much money did you raise, and for what? Tell everybody
the Arthritis Foundation.
Thank you to everyone who donated. It was listening to this huge show.
Big thank you to the gentleman in this room, first and foremost, and to all the listeners who chipped in. So far, I've raised $15,500 almost.
Wow. Fantastic. Oh, it's amazing. Dude.
Yeah. That's really great.
Wow.
I'm pretty amazed. This is the biggest fundraising year for me. And
why the Arthritis Foundation?
Yeah.
Well, initially, it was just to kind of prove to myself that I could do this ride. I didn't really have a big visceral connection to the Arthritis Foundation. My mom has it. My grandma had it. So I kind of justified it in that way. And then you meet the survivors and the people who manage, who live with this all the time. And then the cause of the hooks. Yeah. And it gets its hooks into you a little bit.
Yeah, that's insane.
And then this year, I actually had someone really close to me. Actually, last year, she came down with RA, rheumatoid arthritis. And this chick is a super athlete. She's a badass. And she's struggling hard with it. So I really found a cause. This year. That resonated with
me. That's fantastic. Yeah. So can people still kick in cash to what you did?
They can still donate.
Go look at the pictures that you took and stuff?
Yeah, well, the pictures I posted on Facebook. Okay. I'm a Stuvox, S-T-E-W-V-O-X on Facebook. And I do need to finish my final post. Yeah, you know, I've just been busy.
And a little tired, I would
but
think.
Yeah, if they want to donate and chip in some more, it's hornsupradio.com. You click anywhere on that picture.
Nice.
This idiot got back to town on Saturday and came into work on Monday.
I mean, I'm taking tomorrow off with a flimsy. I mean, I might be sick tomorrow after I got my booster shot. Dude, you got to take the time. Man, you've been here since the dawn of time at KLOS.
I took a bunch of time off. I want some left, but yeah, I should have called
in. He's a good man.
Maybe I won't feel good tomorrow. There's the GM right now.
I'm not taking tomorrow off. I'm working hard tomorrow. Yeah.
He's eyeballing the cookies.
Oh, I know. You can't have them. Thank you, Stu.
Yeah, thanks, Stu. Hornsupradio.com.
Yeah.
Right on.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A guy went into a 7-Eleven and robbed them with a knife three nights out of four and only stole candy.
I have a knife. I'm going to rob you of your candy, and I'll be back tomorrow. Don't call the police.
He did get caught on the third night.
Dork.
In Pay It Forward, a person in line pays for your order, say at a Starbucks, and you pay for the person behind you. One TikToker said she is happy to take the food, and she's not paying for the person behind her. And Sluggo agrees with her.
Yeah, I'm afraid I do.
Because he's a dick. And he's a dick.
That's also, don't forget that part.
Donald Trump can declassify information just by thinking about it.
The things he can do just by thinking about it is pretty amazing. He blew up a building the other day just by thinking.
He's a delight.
He really is. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
You're a little bitchy today.
Halloween Horror Nights is happening at Universal Studios Hollywood.
Time of year.
We have four tickets to experience the nonstop screams. If you want to call right now, be caller 13 818-955 KLOS.
Four tickets so you never go alone.
Correct. 818-955 KLOS.
Good luck. Bad news, I'm afraid. If your name isn't Mark and you're not from Placentia, then you probably didn't just win tickets.
I'm guessing that that's most people. Although Mark did.
There might be a lot of Marks from Placentia who just won tickets, but I don't think so. I think it was just this one fella who's going to be going. Four tickets to experience the nonstop screams of Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studio Hollywood. Another chance to win when you least expect it. Alicia heard Roger Waters scream and called. Do you want to go see him?
Oh, my freaking God, I do.
You got two tickets to This Is Not a Drill, Roger Waters. With free food and beverages in our private KLOS suite.
It's a suite!
I am so happy, I can't even tell you guys. I've been dialing and dialing and dialing.
It paid off.
Well done, well dialing. Dialing for dollars.
I'm telling you, KLOS rocks. Listen, dial, win. That's how you do it.
That's a great slogan. Thank you. Can we use that?
Absolutely.
Would you like to take us to the private KLOS Heidi and Frank 10th anniversary
show?
Yes,
I would. Yes.
You can text the word right now, Hard Rock, one word, to 68683.
It is happening at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood on October 8th. So Hard Rock to 68683. That voice is so killer.
It is great.
That's actually what someone said, and she doesn't tweet a lot of stuff. She doesn't retweet a lot of stuff. Dorothy is who that is. Rest in peace. But someone is at her show the other day. She's out with our own Orange County batch of humans.
I can't remember the name.
No, I can't.
I wish I could help you.
Holy cow! Anyway, she's out doing a bunch of shows, and they someone said that. They were in the crowd, and they were having a damn good time, and that's what they tweeted, and she retweeted it. And I agree. She has such an amazing voice.
She does.
Rest in peace. Holy cow.
It is nice.
Dirty Honey. What is wrong with me? Dirty Honey. My God. Yes. Joan Marie Larkin, a.k.a. Joan Jett, born on this day in Rock near Philadelphia in 1958. Paul Simon wrapped up his farewell tour with a show in his hometown of Queens in New York on this day in Rock in 2018. But Is it really going to be his last show? You want to take bets on that?